Music, Sam. Can we?
Oh.
Can we?
Hang on.
Can we? Not that one.
Not that one. The other one. Play the other
Don't
one.
I have the music. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Play the other one.
Can I get you to say with me, how bloody are ya?
Across the ditch.
Smooth Across as a barbed wire sandwich over there at SENZ at the moment. I guess what's new, huh?
And that was Jimmy Smith.
Hang on a minute, sorry. Whilst we're talking about intros.
We're going to bolt an underarm. You haven't believed it. And that's a disappointing finish. Disappointed Brian McKechnie, the crowd boo. And it's all over.
Yes, all over. Mark Stafford from SENZ. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Gosh, what a weekend. What a weekend of mixed fortunes for us New Zealand sports fans.
Okay, so you're talking about the Warriors continue their slip down the slope and the Super Rugby teams going very well indeed. Before we get to that, there's lots of talk around Magic Round. I went up there for Friday, Saturday. It is absolutely fantastic. It's such a vibe in the city, and the footy is, I won't say an afterthought, but it's a brilliant add-on. Is Auckland ready? Can somewhere else in New Zealand be ready to host their own Magic Round?
Hell yes. Auckland is more than ready for that. And I'll tell you what, we won't put on exhibition UFC displays in the stands either. We'll actually watch the footy, Jimmy. Right. Very, very sedate fans here, but no, we are so ready for that. We've been in the international sporting wilderness for so long here. And meaningful things, and you bring all those magnificent NRL teams and their followers here in New Zealand will turn out in their droves in their jerseys. When we had the NRL nines here, it was amazing. There was West jerseys there, Broncos jerseys, South jerseys, just all sprinkled out, and they just got right in behind their teams. It was brilliant.
Would you play all eight games at one stadium, or do you think maybe do you play, you know, five in Auckland and have a day down at Wellington? And with Wellington, it would be a view to, hey, does a second NRL side in New Zealand and one at Wellington work?
I don't think we're quite ready for a second run. We've certainly got the – I think there's a lot of work and a lot of planning has to go into place before we have a second team. But all games at one ground would be preferable. You could probably chuck Melbourne and – Penrith playing each other at North Harbour Stadium, something like that.
Right.
That's a bit of a jab. But there's two stadiums in Auckland, and there's one in Hamilton, which is about an hour and a quarter away. But I would favour it all being at one. There's a massive ground out the back. It's called Eden Park Number 2. You could have – it's the size – they play cricket, representative cricket on the field. You could – that could be engagements. It could be fun. It could be kids. It could be – barbecues or music or whatever you want. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, the activation site's up there. There's not a whole heap of room around Suncorp Stadium because one of the attractions is it's right in the middle of the city, so that's great. Walking distance to a lot of places, Caxton Street most notably, but you're right. As a result of that, you don't get a whole heap of activations. But somewhere like that, and that's when the sponsors start clamouring to get on board, and I'd imagine the New Zealand government would be very open to that as well. And the beauty of that is, so, you know, it's an hour and 15 minutes, jump on a plane, you go to Brizzy. But if you have to fly 2.5 hours, you're going through customs and you say, righto, we're not going to go for 3 days. Let's take the week. Let's get the camper van and go down to Wellington, or let's go down to the South Island and see what's going on there. So there's all those other reasons to stay. The boiling mud, for example. I mean, that's got to...
You love the boiling mud, don't you?
Well, I'll never forget the song that I was trying to work out who did it. It was a... God loves New Zealand, he gave us boiling mud. I'll have to try and look it up, send it through on the WhatsApp group.
I've never heard of that song.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
But our rugby teams got over their slight lull in performance from the previous weekend and reasserted our dominance, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, you did. You're so strong and, you know, we're not going to take anything away. The really interesting one was the Brumbies Crusaders, right? And that was a big game for the Brumbies at home on the back of some really good form. The Crusaders had bounced back but previously had lost to the Waratahs and like, righto, are they real? Are they fair dinkum? And that's a really good win from a great franchise like the Crusaders. Here's the good news, though, Staffy. Mm-hmm. Quade Cooper, Samu Karevi, Marika Korobeti, looks like they're all going to be available for the Wallabies. Their Japanese rugby clubs have said, yeah, you guys can play. So that is great news for Dave Rooney.
Oh, all those players just make such a marked difference. And it's the experience. Like, Rennie's really, and the Super Rugby coaches are really developing your early 20-year-old guys. There's so much excitement in there. They've always lacked depth, so they're not going to have two or three starting Wallabies who Renz would probably go, oh, I wish I had a little bit more. Now he's got these three super experienced guys. Oh, that's great news for the Wallabies. Great news.
And Nick White re-signing as well, staying at the Brumbies. He'll be available, obviously, through the World Cup. The riches of Japan and Europe, he's knocked back. So that's really good as well. I tell you what was an interesting story here. Former New Zealand player, former New Zealand coach, and current, well, he was, Parramatta Eels assistant coach, Dave Kidwell has joined Michael Checker at Argentina. What do you make of that one?
Yeah, initially you think, wow, that's a massive change. And actually, incidentally, we've got David Kidwell on the show tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Jimmy.
But he's, like, you probably don't follow rugby as much as we do, but rugby league coaches make wonderful defence coaches. And we talked about it on the show earlier. Sean Edwards has been a long-time defence coach for both England and I think now currently at France. And Sam said in a previous interview he had in a previous life with Madge McGuire, said coaching rugby teams' defence patterns is so much easier because they bring their league pattern of defence into rugby and it works almost instantly. So Checker, I can't speak highly enough of his rugby intelligence. He just didn't have the tools in his toolbox when he was Wallabies coach. He would have chatted to Kidwell and he said, okay, let's give it a go. Let's give it a crack. So I quite like it.
Andy Farrell is another one in the England setup. Les Kiss, he was a winger for the North Sydney Bears. And
he was indeed.
He did a great job. I think he was at South Africa for a time, wasn't he? Mm. And John Muggleton is another guy that's done it for Australia, and I'm pretty sure he's done it internationally with club rugby as well. So,
Now, Jimmy, we have to escape, but Sam said he forgot. He's put together a new intro for this segment. And so before we go, we just need you to sign it off, okay? Make sure this is okay. So have a listen to this.
Timmy Manor had it first. Now they'll get Katoni. Para Eels.
Is that okay to play as we come over to you each week?
As an outro, or that would be a good idea for me.
It's an intro,
Not only is it horrible singing, it's factually incorrect too. So, you know, there was a time when I used to like Sam. That evaporated very quickly.
See you, Jimmy.
See you, buddy. Oh, that's Staffy and the team over there at SENZ.